and no idea in the world how to make the afflicted limb do what Sister Agatha insisted it could. She became mentally deaf, dumb, and blind. That useless appendage, her right hand, was no more linked to her thought processes than her toes. She dribbled a line clean off the edge of the slate because she could not make it bend. She dropped her pencil as if paralyzed. Nothing Sister Agatha could do would make Meggie's right hand form an A. Then, surreptitiously, Meggie would transfer her pencil to her left hand, and with her arm curled awkwardly around three sides of the slate, she would make a row of beautiful copperplate A's. Sister Agatha won the battle. On morning lineup, she tied Meggie's left arm against her body with rope, and would not undo it until the dismissal bell rang at 3 in the afternoon. Even at lunchtime, she had to eat, walk around, and play games with her left side firmly immobilized. It took 3 months, but eventually she learned to write correctly according to the tenets of Sister Agatha, though the formation of her letters was never good. To make sure she would never revert back to using it, her left arm was kept tied to her body for a further 2 months. Then Sister Agatha made the whole school assemble to say a rosary of thanks to Almighty God for his wisdom in making Meggie see the error of her ways. God's children were all right-handed. Left-handed children were the spawn of the devil, especially when red-headed. In that first year of school, Meggie lost her baby plumpness and became very thin, though she grew little in height. She began to bite her nails down to the quick, and had to endure Sister Agatha's making her walk around every desk in the school, holding her hands out so all the children could see how ugly bitten nails were. And this was when nearly half the children between 5 and 15 bit their nails as badly as Meggie did. Fee got out the bottle of bitter aloes and painted the tips of Meggie's fingers with the horrible stuff. Everyone in the family was enlisted to make sure she got no opportunity to wash the bitter aloes off, and when the other little girls at school noticed the telltale brown stains, she was mortified. If she put her fingers in her mouth, the taste was indescribable, foul, and dark like sheep dip. In desperation, she spat on her handkerchief and rubbed herself raw until she got rid of the worst of it. Patty took out his switch, a much gentler instrument than Sister Agatha's cane, and sent her skipping round the kitchen. He did not believe in beating his children on the hands, face, or buttocks, only on the legs. Legs hurt as much as anywhere, he said, and could not be damaged.